Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends. My name is Eric Cloward, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Today's episode is entitled, You Are Good Enough. Marcus Aurelius said, a person's worth is measured by the worth of what they value. The other day I was talking with someone very close to me who said that they often feel extremely anxious in social settings. I mean, even just places like at work or even on video chats with people online. And when I asked them why, they said, because I'm afraid I'll say the wrong thing and they'll get mad at me. Now, I mentioned the usual things, which is it's not your place to try and control what other people think or feel, and that to try and do that is manipulation, and stuff like how they feel is not your problem to deal with, it's theirs. And while all these things are true, I didn't feel like I got to the root of the issue. I wasn't doing a very good job of listening. So in thinking about this over the last few days, and then talking with them again, I think it really comes down to one thing. They do not value themselves. They do not feel good enough. They do not feel they are worthy or that their opinion matters. And I know that a lot of us struggle with this, but I want to tell you before I get further into this podcast that you are of value. You are worthy. And why do I know that? Because you're a human being, and every human being is worthy because they exist. You were not put here on earth to live for someone else. You are here to realize your full potential, and if you are living for others, you aren't following your path. Marcus Aurelius said, I've often wondered how it is that every person loves themselves more than all others, but yet sets less value on their own opinion of themselves than the opinion of other people. Now, I know that I've used this quote a lot, but I found that this quote is so succinct in kind of encapsulating how we often treat ourselves. And that's one of the reasons why I really like to use it again and again, because it's one of these universal truths. Now, this person, like me, is a recovering people pleaser, and they struggle with it because they are also a nurturing person. And sometimes that line between nurturing and people pleasing is not very clear. And I understand this. And my people pleasing came from my own insecurity of feeling like I wasn't good enough, because I didn't value myself very well. So I would try to get my validation from other people. And this is not an unusual thing. I think that many of us are brought up in ways in which we are taught that our opinions and our thoughts and desires are not worth anything. And we're taught that our value comes from following what others expect from us. And this includes all kinds of things, like where we should go to college, what our profession should be, and even who we should marry. But the truth of it is that our thoughts, our desires, are all valid. All of them. And sure, they might be considered silly or weird or even disgusting by others, but that's their opinion. The thing is that we are allowed to live our lives any way that we want. We get to live the way that we think is best for us, and we get to choose who we want to be. We are not here to live for someone else or to serve someone else. And with that comes the realization that everyone else gets to do exactly the same thing. They get to live their life how they think is best for them. And they are not put here to live in a way that we think that they should. Now, with that said, this does not mean that we are free from the consequences of how we want to live our lives. If we choose to abuse drugs, well, we can't make the physical and mental consequences that happen magically go away. If we choose to live a life of violence, there are consequences that come with that. We might become victims of violence, end up in prison, or possibly even dead. We also need to consider that we're often fine with not keeping our commitments to ourselves, yet we're afraid to disappoint other people. And why is this the case? Why should our commitments to ourselves be less important than what other people think? And this is what the Stoics mean by valuing your opinion over that of others. In fact, the better that you become at defining your core values and living them regardless of what other people think, the more control you will have over your life. And since Stoicism teaches us that we need to control the things that we can, by defining our values and living them, we're controlling the one thing that we can control, ourselves. The more you worry about what others think and try to live the way that they expect you to, the more control you are giving them over your life. Epictetus said, "Attach yourself to what is spiritually superior, regardless of what other people think or do. Hold to your true aspirations, no matter what is going on around you." Now, with that said, if we choose to live for ourselves and we live the way that we want to, isn't that a selfish way of living? Isn't paying attention to our needs over the needs of others selfish? Well, I think it's just the opposite. I think that it's kind of like the instructions that they give you on an airplane, that you need to secure the mask over your face before you help other people. If you're constantly pushing off what you need for the needs of others, you are not living to your fullest potential. You are not running at your best. When you're taking care of yourself, you're able to be more helpful to others. You're able to serve better. I mean, and there will be people who think that this is very selfish and that you should just give up yourself for other people. But that's just their opinion. We don't have any control over what they think. But if you are acting in a way that is in line with your core beliefs, then by your own definition, you are not being selfish. This also means that we do not have to justify ourselves and our choices to other people. We do not need their approval to live the way that we want to. We do not need their approval to be who we want to be. Their approval is something that is outside of our control, and seeking approval from others is just another way of people-pleasing and worrying about the opinion of others. When we choose to live according to our values, we have control over ourselves, and we are better able to be actors in our lives. We are more responsible for ourselves because we are choosing the kind of life and the kind of people that we want to be, and not what others think we should be. And that's the end of today's episode. As always, be good to yourselves, be good to others, and thanks for listening.
Hey friends, thanks for listening to the podcast. If you like what you hear, I would really appreciate if you could help support me by making a pledge on Patreon. You can find me at patreon.com/stoiccoffee. Even just a small amount helps in keeping this podcast going. Also, head on over to my website at www.stoic.coffee and sign up for our weekly newsletter. And lastly, if you know someone that might like or could benefit from this podcast, please share it with them. Word of mouth is one of the best ways to help this podcast grow. Thanks again for listening.